Yesterday, I went to the River and Rowing Museum in Henley, where I met Lindsay Guest. She's the assistant curator of the museum, and she put together the Perfect Rower exhibition, which highlights the changes between the 1948 and the 2012 London Olympics.
In 1948, obviously, rationing was still in place in Britain, so they had quite a restricted diet. There wasn't much meat around. The Olympic athletes were actually allowed to have the ration for heavy industry workers, so they could get more calories that way. But still, it was only about sort of 3,000 calories a day, when nowadays they're eating 6,000 calories over five different meals, a mix of meats and carbs and, you know, or everything that you need. Whereas back then, there just wasn't the food around for them.
I was speaking to a lady in Oxford the other week who was saying she remembers around that time being asked to donate leftover rations and decide how much it was that as an individual you wanted and how much you wanted to donate to your local Olympian. Have you come across anything like that?
Yeah, there was a few stories like that of people giving away their food, and also there was a lot of food sent over from other countries for the Olympics. I think the Netherlands donated lots of eggs and things like that. There's various different stories. The American sculler Jack Kelly was actually a good friend of Bert Bushnell, and the Kelly family, when they came over, they brought over a big pack of steaks with them, so Bert kind of got a few more protein calories that way. So this is called the Henley Pair, which is the boat that Ran Laurie and Jack Wilson won their gold medal in 1948 on the river at Henley, which is a nice connection for us.
And it's absolutely tiny. They were clearly two very small men because there's not much room to sit down in there.
No, the boats were designed to be sort of very closely fitting, so this boat would have been designed especially for them on their measurements, so that you get the boat as thin as possible so it can just cut through the water as quick as possible. These boats as well are very light. They're made of really, really thin plywood, and then they have this sort of canvas either end. So they're just as light as possible to get through the water as quick as possible.
And it's the shoes are still in there. They would have been the original shoes they would have worn?
Yeah, those are the original shoes, the leather ones.
Which is mind-boggling that it's they look like they're black work shoes from here.
Yeah, they do. They're sort of heavy-duty leather with leather laces, so not very comfortable, I don't think.
And how would this boat differ from a boat that is being used at the moment during the Olympics?
Well, the shape and the sliding seat are all quite similar, but the material the boat is made of is the big difference. Now they're all made from these fibre or carbonate. But if you look at the shape and the size of it, a double scull now would actually be quite similar. There's quite a lot of changes been happening with riggers as well, so the riggers would look quite different. But the material is the main thing. Boats now, we've got a single scull, which has been loaned to us by Alan Campbell, the Team GB single sculler, which only weighs 18 kilos. You know, I can lift it.
And you can hear more from Lindsay, our Oxfordshire Olympians and torchbearers, between 9 and 11 on the Sunday Roast this weekend.
Memories of London 1948 with Abbey Field House, Oxford. Independent community living with help when you want it. And boy, do we need help.